It's going to happen again? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Remember last year, the debt ceiling debate that shut down the government when the president refused to defund Obamacare? And remember how the shutdown didn't save any money because Congress ended up deciding to pay all the federal workers anyway, so that instead of saving money, the government spent an additional $24 billion? Didn't you get the impression that members of Congress, whose poll ratings dropped to the average temperature in Minnesota, were going to find some other way to make their point? Well, Ted Cruz, the Republican senator who became famous for kicking off that debate with a 24-hour filibuster, told Bob Schieffer he's ready to make the debt ceiling an issue again.
Will you agree to raise the debt ceiling, or will you demand something in return?
Of course we should do something. We shouldn't just write a blank check.
And why do it again? Probably because the messy Obamacare rollout has the president's poll numbers down, and with the Treasury facing a new debt ceiling deadline next week, he's thinking this time he can make the president blink.
5 years ago, the national debt was $10 trillion. Today, it's over $17 trillion.
And so he will hold out for some as-yet-unspecified spending reform while others plan to bring up Obamacare again, and then the Keystone Pipeline. Didn't we just have this same debate? Wait a minute. Could it be?
That's right, Woodchuck Chuckers. It's Groundhog Day!
Oh my gosh, which is Sunday, and 5 days later the government faces default again. Maybe we'll get it right this time. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.